It is Saturday, my dudes.
Ah!
My name is Jonah.
It's Zoe.
And welcome to The Blunt Truth.
Hey!
The second episode in the first season. We did get some feedback from last episode.
Yes, which we're very thankful for. And we took all your suggestions, one suggestion, into consideration, and we're going to do it. But we're waiting
to pair it up with the guest star.
With a guest star. You know exactly who you are, and you know you're going to do it, so stop denying.
Anyways, we do have a random fact for you guys from list25.com.
List25.com. Okay. Although most people dream in color, people who grew up watching black and white TV tend to dream in black and white.
That's Whoa. Probably because what they see all day, or if they don't watch TV all day, if they watch black and white TV a lot, then they start to think about it. They start to doze off, and they start to think about TV, and then their brain projects an image in their mind of a black and white.
Yeah, no doubt that's what it is, but is it true, like, all those out there who grew up watching black and white TV, I know you're probably, like, too old to be doing CastBox. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Just confirm if this is true or not.
Yeah. We really genuinely like to know.
Yeah, we would. Okay.
Our topic of conversation is our favorite TV shows.
Our opinions on those TV shows.
Top TV shows.
Well, you just said that. Our opinions on the most popular TV shows is what he meant.
Yeah, you know, top TV shows and our favorite TV shows.
So basically, it's just about TV shows. So get your popcorn and start to write these down because we are influential.
This is extravagant. Anyways, I think we should start with our favorites.
Favorites? Okay. So probably my favorite TV show is Meteor Garden. For those of you who know me, which is not many because I don't talk to strangers, you know that I really love the Asian culture. So, Meteor Garden is a C-drama, same for Chinese drama. So the entire audio is in Mandarin with English subtitles. It's about a girl who goes to this college and runs into the famous F4, which means Flower 4. It was originally based off the Korean drama Boys Over Flowers. It is probably one of my favorite TV shows ever.
I'm currently watching it right now. And before watching it, I was on the fence about watching a C-drama or a K-drama because I thought that they would be perhaps cheesy, over-the-top drama, bad acting.
Some are, but others aren't.
And I started to watch it. I'm like, wow, this is a genuinely good show. Good acting.
Yeah. Good music.
Good developed characters. Good plot line.
And it's multiple plot lines at once, too.
And it invests you into the world.
Or you invest yourself into the world.
Yeah.
It's really, it's so good. So please watch it. And it's amazing.
There's currently only one season with 50 episodes?
50 episodes, but they're probably not going to make any more considering the show was a spinoff. So you know what that means. No. But if you like it and you want more of it, watch Boys Over Flowers, which was made in like 1990 or 2000, which is...
Or if you watch Boys Over Flowers, watch...
Boys Over Flowers. Boys Over Flowers.
Boys Over Flowers and watch Meteor Garden.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a 5 out of 5 for sure.
5 out of 5 stars.
Next one.
Stranger Things.
Ooh, do you give that a 5 out of 5?
Well, I would say that maybe the first two seasons were 5 out of 5.
I would say 4 out of 5, and then for the third season, 3 out of 5.
I mean, I really liked the show. It was a really good show. You know, the storyline was very well developed. It had well developed characters. The acting was spot on. Perfect plot line. It was just genuinely a really good show. But then season 3 came out.
Ugh, season 3.
That sort of let us down. Why was that?
Okay. So first of all, the characters and the acting really got worse. Like, really got worse. And the plot line. Where's the plot line?
It was very predictable. Extremely so. And I think the acting was just a little... It just wasn't as good.
No, it wasn't. I don't like the choices that they made.
It was just... It's one of those shows where you would want the ending to be really good, but instead it was bad.
Yep, pretty much.
But again, I think the star of this show was Gaeta Matarazzo.
And Joe Keery.
They're just two peas in a pot.
They're amazing. I love them.
They just make the show amazing.
That was the only reason I finished the season.
So, there's three seasons. Each season has about 10 episodes.
Roughly,
and each episode is maybe 45 minutes, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And in total, we give the series as a whole, what do we give the rating?
4 or 5.
4 out of 5 stars. There you go. Definitely watch Stranger Things. And then what are your theories on The American and Hopper?
Don't spoil it.
Anyways,
what's our next show? Let's move on to the next one. I think the next show is definitely Sherlock. Definitely. That show is just, wow. It makes you think, and the actors,
Let's just say that Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch played Sherlock Holmes and John Watson with perfection.
Definitely. And the plot was so thick that it was thicker. It was, oh my word, it was thicker than a milkshake. It was thick.
Yeah, it was. And I just love how they portrayed his mind palace like it was real life. And you know how you have the Sherlock Holmes movie with Robert Downey Jr.?
Right.
His mind palace is sort of like a play out of what he would do. Whereas Sherlock's mind palace is literally a palace, and then he, you know... The way he deduces is almost all, like, written out on a chalkboard.
Yep.
It's perfection.
It's so good. I will say that there is some violence in it. For those of you who are sissies. Sorry. I don't mean that, but I do. You know, there's gunshots, punching, murder. Clearly, it revolves around murder. Because he's a detective.
Yeah, if you haven't been living under a rock. Well-developed characters, well-developed plot line, acting, couldn't be better. Each episode's about an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
That's kind of balanced out by the fact that there's only 4 episodes in a season.
And 4 seasons.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all wish there was another season that would come out.
Except for Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
So, definitely 5 out of 5.
And oh, baby, you should see me in a crown.
It's actually honey, but that's okay.
All right, then why don't you show them with your perfection skills?
Oh, honey, you should see me in a crown. Boom. That was my villain voice.
And we give this a 5 out of 5 stars.
Exactly. Okay.
Watch that. What's our next show?
Maybe Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey, that is.
It was really good.
So, Zoe, why don't you explain the show for us? Like, what it is, so people know.
So, Downton Abbey starts, it opens, whatever. It's 1912, right after the Titanic sunk. The heirs to Downton Abbey estate and Downton Abbey fortune died on the Titanic. So it's basically a story of the next heir, and there's suitors, and there's romance, and there's violence, and there's scandal. There's so much.
What was that?
In this show.
And I think people... Before they watch the show, they find it boring. It's like, oh, it's just about estates and suitors. But there is so much action. So much happening. Given moment, there is so much happening.
Uh-huh. It really, like...
At the end of each episode,
first, you don't really understand it because it moves really fast. And it's really... they talk fast and they talk smart. So you kind of have to work to think about what they're saying. But other than that,
you'll get used to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Amazing show. Mm. And the historical accuracy was on point. The acting couldn't have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Plot line, amazing. They're going to release a Downton Abbey movie, right?
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's in theaters or just came out of theaters.
So remember to watch this show. It's truly, well, I don't even know how to describe
it. It's also a really good show to watch with your mom, just saying.
It's not one of those shows where you want to binge. It's like you want to watch each episode, but take time in between to process what happened, to think about the situation.
Yeah.
You know, Meteor Garden, you could just binge all day.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, we give that a 5 out of 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is our last suggestion for them to watch?
Mm, that is so hard because there's so many.
Yeah.
I would say, K-drama-wise, or just normal-wise?
Just normal-wise in general.
Okay, well, probably The Office.
Totally.
Go lose some brain cells.
The Office is definitely, you don't think for the show. It's mindless watching, but at the same time, it is so entertaining. It will take your mind off anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything at all, it'll take your mind off of. And it just, it makes you laugh.
It is so hard. Quotable.
Yeah, I quote from that show on a daily basis. Bears beats.
Battlestar Galactica! Yeah, so watch it, because it... Okay, my only issue is the last 2 seasons were crap.
Yeah, I think the demise of this season went down maybe season 7 when happened.
Yeah, don't say anything just in case. Yeah, a big change happened.
I don't think much of us were ready for it.
No.
It really just, after that, I was a little discouraged to watch it, but I still went on just because of Dwight.
Exactly, yep. And Jim. Even though Jim started to get really corny. But whatever. So I think that those are our top suggestions.
This is totally a binge-worthy show. Mm. I mean, I could watch this show like 10 hours a day.
Probably could.
And it's a perfect show to watch when you're sick, you're not feeling well, mm-hmm. or there's something you just want to take your mind off of. It's perfect.
Don't laugh it, though. Don't laugh it. Don't watch it, though. If you have an injury or a bullet wound or something that has stitches in your side, because they'll come undone. Yeah. Do you see what I did there? Stitches in your side. Okay, moving on. Those are our top suggestions. Now we're going to
review the top shows.
The most popular that everybody seems to be watching.
All right, first of all, we have to get this out of the way, even if you didn't want to. Too bad. Got.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Don't make me cringe. Mm.
So, we didn't even watch the first episode.
No, we watched the whole thing.
Because our mom decided, hey, you know, let's try it out. And we thought, okay, it's so popular.
I knew she would hate it.
Everyone was watching it. So we thought, we can try it out. If it's bad, we're not watching it. And what happened?
We, in total, watched about 5 minutes of the episode. The rest was spent with our eyes closed. And I tried. Oh, I tried. To, not think about what happens afterwards.
Yeah. I think if they took out all of the inappropriate content and just filled it in with appropriate content, it would be a good show, would it not?
Yeah, it would. The action was really good. It was really realistic. My mom was like, I can't do this after the first beheading.
She'll see blood. And she'll just not
freak out.
Yeah.
I love you, Mommy. Okay. But for those of you who don't know, Game of Thrones is full of scandalous things.
What was that? They didn't hear you.
Scandalous. And besides the fighting, so... The plot is good, but the scandalous things are not.
I love how you say it with an accent.
Scandalous.
So, don't watch it if you're sensitive to that sort of stuff.
How do people love it so much?
They have dirty minds.
Maybe it was just the first episode that was bad. Or do you think it progresses?
No. I read reviews. Apparently, it progresses and gets worse as it goes on. Who would throw that stuff in the first episode, though?
Wasn't the Common Sense Media rating, like, 15 plus? Like, something like that?
18 plus. It was 18 plus.
I thought it was something, like, ridiculously low.
No, some moms were like, yeah, I took me and my 11-year-old one to watch it, and you know, they're fine with it. So if your kid's mature, it's like, are you kidding me, woman? I am mature. But I cannot watch it. I do not want to see other people's naked body parts, okay? So, yeah.
Scandalous things.
So, yeah. That show is negative out of negative stars. Okay.
What's another one?
Moving on. Another really popular show. We already went over Stranger Things.
Or how about perhaps a popular movie that just came out, like a Netflix original?
Don't even get me started. Ugh!
What?
Let's talk about Tall Girl, okay?
So, I haven't actually seen that one yet. What is it like?
I watched the first 30 minutes of it and loathed myself for the time I spent on it.
What was so bad about it?
It's basically about this girl in high school. Mm-hmm. And she's apparently really tall. Like, they make her out to be a giant. She's 6'3", okay? And apparently, people were hired that they were below average height, like, you know, 4 foot, whatever, to make her seem extra tall.
It's like, you might as well play it realistic, right?
They acted like she was some freaking giant from Neverland. And what? I mean, people hated it, like, ugh. Netflix, you were not sparking revolutions by putting out a movie about a girl who's 6'3", and making it seem like she's so tall, and, ugh, like, that just...
Not that you should be sparking revolutions.
I think Netflix wants to. You secretly want it, Netflix.
But, what was the plot line itself? Yes, she's tall, but...
That's it. So she's tall.
It's just her life.
No, okay. She's tall, and... She's like, oh, I'm so tall. I'll never find a husband. I'll never have children that are normal. Oh, my life is over. And then this Swedish guy comes in. Okay.
Swedish or Swedish?
Swedish.
Okay.
And he's really tall. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, hubba hubba. And they don't work out. And she ends up going, sorry for the spoilers, but I don't care. For the short guy. I never got to that part of the movie. I saw it on Pinterest. It just frustrates me so much that they portrayed... Yeah.
Nordic people are pretty tall.
It just... It frustrates me. It was the lamest, most stupidest movie ever. It was not Stoke with an ace. Okay.
It was, you know... Too tall for their expectations or their limits. I don't know.
What?
Trying to make a joke
here. That made no sense.
I don't have any content for it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I think that'll basically wrap up that subject. But what is our joke for the day?
Our joke for the day is... Today, I saw myself on TV when I turned it off. Why did you laugh? It's really not that funny the more I read
it. It's just the person's reflection. I mean...
True. Okay. Thank you for tuning in. I know that it might have seemed that we are soulless people who dissed on your TV show. If that's the case, then I'm not sorry. So, yeah. Leave suggestions of what you think we should do for... upcoming podcast.
Yeah, just topics, any ideas you have for us to talk about or discuss, go ahead. Also, we're gonna guest star some people soon. We will live stream on Halloween.
We will?
Livecast, yeah. So, you know, you can do, like, a Q&A and stuff. Just
remember
that.
Why didn't I know this?
I told you about, like, 1,000 times, man. See, this is called short-term memory.
What? Are you kidding me? Get out.
Or another word is dementia.
Ah!
Boom! Roasted!
That is offensive to the people with dementia, okay?
Anyways, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys Tuesday.
Go and be extravagant.
See ya.